Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this St. Patrick's Day 2014. It is Monday, March the 17th. What a jam-packed weekend it was. I was over moderating one of the panels at the Tucson Festival of Books. Huge crowds. That has turned into be one of the top book festivals in the country, and really only in its sixth year. So another big success, over 100,000 people at the Book Festival. We are live here each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We make it easy for you. We stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Then we post the program so you can listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. Again, check it out, buckmastershow.com. Our Monday political face-off today will get us rolling down the track on this newly minted Monday afternoon. 30 minutes past the hour, we're going to talk nutrition with Jack Challum. He'll answer your health and wellness questions and concerns. Commentators today, John Munger, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor, and also with us, Attorney Jeff Rogers. Jeff, former chair of the Democrat Party here in Pima County. And the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and his family, they do a fantastic job on any kind of custom frame mirrors, art for the walls, picture framing, hanging services, hanging systems. It's really a one-stop place for anything to do with framing. I have all of my framing done at Moe's. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. John and Jeff, happy St. Patrick's Day. There is no green, however, in the room. And well, I really feel bad about that because I am half Irish. Mom was a first generation American, and somewhere up in heaven, she's looking down and saying, Bill, what in the world? Why are you not wearing green?
Well, Bill, I have on green slacks and I have a green, red, and blue tie. So.
Oh, so that's the lighting.
It's an
in here.
Olive green.
Yeah, so you've gone a shade of green.
And Bill, you have green dark glasses in your pocket.
There you go. Thank you very much, John, for saving the day. And there's a little bit of green, actually, in your tie.
I'm afraid I don't have any green on.
I think it's in your tie.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah, I think in that fine tie.
I'm sure there's something.
No, it was crazy weekend, good weekend. And Jeff, you were up at the tournament in Las Vegas. The Wildcats did lose a close one to UCLA, but, you know, they're still number one seed.
They are, and, you know, they deserve to lose. You've got to hit your free throws. I mean, you know, we learned that when we're in grade school and junior high and high school. You got to hit your free throws. This is not rocket science, you know. So
they beat us by 15 free throws.
Yeah, did they really?
They did. Yeah, they shot a lot. They shot more free throws, and they shot 84% from the free throw line, and we shot something like 38%. So, you know, if we'd hit our free throws at even a reasonable rate of 65%, 70%,
we'd have won.
We'd have won. Exactly. So
I mean, Weber State is up first. That should be, you know, 16th seed versus a 1. I don't think a 16 has ever beaten a 1.
No.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, not at all.
So we'll get by Weber State, but the second round could be what, Gonzaga versus or Oklahoma State.
And Oklahoma State's
pretty good team. I was interested. The New York Times prognostications had us losing to Oklahoma State.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're a dangerous club. This Marcus Smart kid, when he can behave himself, which isn't all the time, by the way, he presents quite an option for Oklahoma State, and he gave up a very high draft pick to come back this year, so he ought to be well motivated.
Jeff Rogers knows his basketball. After all, he comes from the Hoosier State, and of course, basketball is a religion in Indiana, so
absolutely.
Jeff really, really follows basketball. John, did you go out horseback riding, or what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend. I did it all.
You did
rode horses,
gardening, the whole nine yards. Hey, what are we going to do, gentlemen, about the Russian situation? The feeling is, bottom line, Russia got away with something.
Oh, it's awful.
But what can be done? I mean, militarily,
look. All that the Obama administration has done is imposed some sanctions against about a dozen Russian oligarchs. That's it. They should be doing a number of things. Number one, they should be refusing making mandatory that people refuse to accept Russian rubles.
Really?
Drive down the Russian ruble. We should be going back to Poland and the Eastern republics in Europe and reinstating the missile defense system that Obama unilaterally took down for and got nothing for it, and put those back in Poland. Follow through with that. We should be certainly moving NATO troops in a defensive mechanism.
Really, move troops
to the borders to make sure that Russia does not come after any other of the eastern states or any part of the eastern states. We should do that. We certainly the most important thing is go back and start implementing that plan for the missile defense system. It's not an offensive system.
So that's at the top of your list.
That's at the top of the list.
Hurt them by not taking
the ruble.
Drive
down the ruble.
All right.
Jeff, well, Rogers. I think what we have to do has to be in cooperation with our European partners here in the European Union. Right now, the largest trading partner that Russia has is Germany, and by far. And Germany can, if Germany and the European Union, together with the United States, institute banking controls, they can shut down the stock market in Russia and destroy the value of the ruble pretty much overnight. So that's the first thing that needs to be done. The second thing that needs to be done is we probably do need to, as John suggested, move forward and say, well, these missile batteries are going back up. This is going to have to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, some kind of exercises or mobilization of European NATO type troops, you know, but certainly nothing should be done unilaterally by the United States. Yeah. After all, this is more of a European issue than it is a United States issue. This is right on the edge of Western Europe.
So we
need to do everything we do in conjunction with NATO and with our European Union partners, because we can't rely upon the United Nations, because Russia has a veto power over anything that would happen in the United Nations.
That's true, Jeff. The problem is the Obama administration is not doing any of those things. All they've done is impose sanctions against about a dozen Russian oligarchs and saying you can't have a visa, you can't remove money, we're going to freeze your money in the banks. Well, they've already removed their money from most of the banks. So their money's gone.
Equivalent of a slap on the wrist, you're saying.
We should be doing this.
And that's a first step. That's where it's going to end, John.
Well,
that's,
the problem is...
It's not over yet.
The problem is, Jeff, it is over. They've got the Crimea. They've got troops. I don't know if you know this. They've got troops that parachuted into eastern Ukraine last night. And the Obama administration is sitting around talking about how we're going to have a lesser footprint. Look, we are the world's only superpower. And it's all very nice to say that we're going to defer to working with other nations. But we are the leader
of
the world.
The American people are not ready to put boots on the ground in
another
place. We went through two wars where George Bush put boots on the ground and a lot of American money was spent. The American voters are not ready for us to get involved in any kind of a military action or anything that creates a sort of belligerency that will result in
that,
a military
that
action.
Is a complete
so I
red
think you'd
herring.
Find that not many people in America would support most of that.
Complete red herring. We are not talking about putting boots on the ground.
But did say something about NATO troops. Would those involve American troops as well?
German, of those troops that they need to go to the borders, strengthen the borders, and send the message: look, you are not going to be parachuting in Russian troops any place
Europe. But that's a decision that NATO has to make. Can't unilaterally make. We can't tell the European Union and NATO, look, here's what we're telling
we
you to do.
We
can weigh in and say, we think this is what you ought to do.
We haven't
a NATO decision.
We haven't even made the effort, Jeff. And the problem is this whole concept of leading from behind doesn't get us where we need to go. There's nobody talking here about invading anybody. But we do need to ramp up our defenses, and we do need to show the Russians that they are just not going to get away with this. We are in the midst of having another Sudetenland incident where Neville Chamberlain said, "Oh, this doesn't affect us, and we're not going to worry about."
We're not anywhere near that.
Yes, now. We are. It is identical here to where what happened in the Sudetenland with Hitler. And Hillary Clinton said
we're talking about a tiny little area of Crimea, yeah, which is almost entirely Russian speaking, and which is really not part of Ukraine.
And that's what Hitler said about the Sudetenland, is they're all Germans, and that's what he said about Danzig. They're all Germans. Hillary Clinton was right.
We're not anywhere near that now.
Rose, I think this would be a good place to take a break, because we're going to switch subjects when we come back on the Monday Political Face-Off with John Munger and Jeff Rogers. Back right after this.
This is exactly how you found him, Mr. Arnold. Would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah. Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal, it's just business.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back. It's the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, and that means it is the Monday Political Face-Off. We have Jeff Rogers and John Munger. With us, we've been talking about, I think most Americans feel, hey, Russia got away with something. Let's find out what this American has to say. And it's Cynthia. By the way, this before we go to Cynthia, this portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Here's Cynthia. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to say from my limited perspective, the Crimean people want to be reunited with Russia as they had been for generations, and it was never Khrushchev's to give away.
Okay. Jeff and John, quick comment?
Well, that is somewhat of a good point in a way, but you know that this is not how we do things in international law. You don't just snatch a republic and say, now it's mine. You go through some kind of a legal process, that some kind of plebiscite or something that allows these people to make a choice as to what the direction of their country or their province ought to be. And so, you know, I just don't think we need to sit by idly and let a country snatch another piece of land like that.
You can always, yeah, that's right, Jeff, I agree. You can always make an excuse why something's okay. I mean, any thug like Hitler or like Putin will always have some cover.
Justify what they see as justifiable.
What they're doing. They'll always come up with a cover. And Jeff is exactly right. You've got to follow international law. And you don't have plebiscites with soldiers standing by. I don't think people realize all of the Crimean opposition that have disappeared, that they're just gone. The Russians have snatched them. They're gone. They're disappeared. I don't think people realize that there are Russian paratroops now in eastern Ukraine. This is very serious stuff, and we need strong leadership, unfortunately, from our administration, and we just aren't getting it.
But Jeff alluded a little bit to this, and I wasn't going to continue this topic. People really do want to talk about it. A couple of calls coming in. Americans right now are so, what's the right word?
We're kind of weary.
We're weary.
We're weary of this. We've spent so much money and the lives and the wounds that we've taken for our valiant soldiers. I think Americans are tired of this right now. Well, so it comes at a time.
And that doesn't make it right.
No, exactly.
Weary.
It doesn't. But it is a time when it's going to be hard to mobilize an American public opinion to support much of any kind of intervention
part. The interesting thing is, nobody here is talking about intervention.
Well, we did talk about NATO
and I'm talking about is simply moving NATO troops closer to the border. That, look, we're not going to invade anybody.
Okay.
But I think the American public and the leadership needs to lead. I mean, a part of leadership is saying to the American public, look, this is what needs to be done. I lived, and you lived, and I think to a lesser extent, Jeff, lived through the Cold War.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. We are in an era where you have to stand up for yourself, and we did it for decades and decades. You can't just say, well, we're tired today. We can't do anything. That's not leadership. What leadership is to say to the American public, this is what needs to be done. And we aren't getting that.
Well, one of the problems we have here is that this is not on our border. It doesn't pose a real direct threat to America or America's interests. It does pose a threat to, you know, our allies. But the people who really ought to be standing up here are the European Union and Germany and other countries that have direct ties with not only the Ukraine, but actually have huge economic ties with Russia. And so, you know, this is not something that we should actually be leading on. It should be something we should be cooperating with our allies on and making suggestions, but they are far far more directly affected by this than our American interests.
I agree that we ought to be working with them. There's nobody saying we ought to do this unilaterally. The problem is we aren't even making the attempt to do that. And this does affect our national interests. Look, if China sees that we aren't going to do anything here, then the next step is they're going to start
Taiwan.
They're going to start coming after Taiwan, or they're going to start coming after the islands out in the South China Sea that Japan claims.
Yes.
We're going to have problems all over the world.
Okay, let's go to Lori. Lori wants to continue this topic. Go ahead, Lori. Hi, Lori.
I think one of the biggest impacts that we could have would be to put a hold on all of the Russian accounts in the U.S. banks.
I agree with that.
That is something that I think is starting to be suggested not only here, but also with the European Union and the European banks. And that, as I suggested earlier, is probably, you're right, Lori, one of the strongest things that could be done, because they have an actual stock market there now, and they have a lot of investment and loan activity with the European Union and with large banks that are multinational banks. And if we shut off the pipeline of money into Russia, then their economy will collapse.
I agree with that, and that's very wise. We should drive down the Russian ruble by refusing the whole Western world refusing to accept the Russian ruble and drive down its value. But the problem is, Lori, it's fine for us to be talking about this, but the Obama administration is doing nothing on these things. Here we are talking about these things, and it's fine to say, well, we're considering that. I'm sorry, that's not leadership. Leadership is saying, look, you're going to stop today.
It goes all back to Obama.
Well, this is where John and I fundamentally disagree.
We should not be leading this fight.
This is a fight that should be led by the people directly affected by it, which are the European Union and the other countries, particularly those from Eastern Europe that are part of the European Union. They aren't going to
do anything, Jeff, because we have such weak leadership and they don't trust our leadership to follow through.
I don't think I'd characterize Angela Merkel as a weak leader.
Well, what I'm saying is the Obama administration is weak. They have shown their weakness in Syria.
This isn't our fight, John. We should be a partner in somebody else's fight here.
What I'm saying, Jeff, is that the other nations aren't going to join us because, A, we aren't taking the leadership to even make the suggestions that we have made here on this radio show.
The time when we dictate all of these kinds of foreign policy objectives is over.
No.
Unless it is something that directly affects us. And this is not something that directly affects us. And I realize you made your nice little domino theory about China and the South China Sea. Well, we saw in Vietnam about that domino theory, and it just doesn't fly.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
You guys have a fundamental disagreement on this point.
Look, here's the problem. Yeah. If I were Angela Merkel and the Western European countries, I would not trust the Obama administration, which today has not stepped forward with these ideas we've come up on this radio show. They haven't even suggested these ideas. Haven't even suggested them. So they have
suggested what Lori brought up about cutting off the supply of money and banking.
But they haven't
and
done anything about it.
They can't do it all by themselves. We're not a large trading partner
of
Russia.
We
don't finance the Russian industry. It's financed mostly through the European Union. So we can't do that unilaterally and make that happen.
But Jeff, we can do some of these things. We can take the leadership to move and give confidence to the Western countries. Let me give you another example that we haven't even mentioned. We could go to these Western countries, which are saying, look, we're afraid to deal with Russia because we get all of our natural gas from them. Mm. What the Obama administration should be saying today is we're gonna open up the Keystone Pipeline and we're going to start transporting natural gas to Western Europe so you don't have to rely on Russia.
Right now, we already have surplus natural gas that's being transported all around the world.
No, it isn't. It may not be going to Eastern Europe,
but it's going all over the rest of the world.
No, it isn't.
What we call the capitalist marketplace.
It isn't. It is illegal to export our natural gas outside the U.S., Jeff, and that needs to change.
All right. We have a fundamental disagreement, and that's good because that's kind of what our political Monday Political Face-Off is built on that foundation. So Jeff Rogers, Jeff, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
And John Munger, thanks, John.
Thank you. Jeff, I hope you feel better.
Yeah,
thanks.
I mean, you're doing fine, Jeff. Yeah. Okay. All right. Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. We will be right back with our nutrition reporter, Jack Chalm, 790-2040. 790-2040 for any of your health and wellness questions. Jack would be happy to talk about that. We'll be right back. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry.
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Buckmaster Show. It's 12:35 on this Monday afternoon. We are with you each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI. The VOI, of course, means the voice. So we're here with you, and Jack Chalom is with me as well. Jack is the nutrition reporter. That's a trademarked name. So you always see Jack Chalom, nutrition reporter, and then the little trademark. So your first name is nutrition and your last name
something like that, Bill.
Is reporter. Anyway, are you taking probiotic supplements and eating more fiber-rich vegetables? If not, you might want to consider it, according to new research that is reported in the March edition of the Nutrition Reporter, which Jack Chalom publishes and edits. The Nutrition Reporter, Jack, joins us at least once a month on the show. He's based here in Tucson. Jack is a personal nutrition coach. He is one of America's most trusted writers, so much so that actually it's an international deal with Jack. He speaks actually all over the world on nutrition. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including The Inflammation Syndrome and his latest book, No More Fatigue. And if you go on Amazon and just type in Jack Chalom, C-H-A-L-L-E-M, I guess, Jack, a whole host of your books come up, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I think the last five or six up on the website have excerpts. It's kind of like the others are up there, but you have to go to Amazon to find them.
Jack, it's good to see you. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you taking your probiotics?
I started a couple months ago taking them every day. And, you know, we've talked a lot about vitamin D and fish oils over the last couple of years. And I think the next big wave in nutrition will be focusing on probiotics. And for our listeners who really don't understand the term, these are supplements that basically aid the good bacteria that live in your intestine. And what do? They help you digest food. They make a few vitamins. And what's really coming out in the research is they're doing so many other things. And there's just a story hitting the news wires this morning about the relationship between probiotics and our resistance to infection. And what's interesting is, I've been tracking the research for a long time. This is an echo of some research that was published back in 1990 in Austria. And what they found was that if you take all of the gut bacteria out of lab animals, they're vulnerable to any kind of infection. You put these probiotics back and their immune systems return to normal.
Wow. I mean, we have a lot of bacteria in our system, don't we?
Yeah, and here's the fact
joy that really grabs most people. We have 10 times more bacteria in our gut than we have in the cells in the rest of our body.
So the germs really love living in the human body.
Yeah, and in a sense, we love just living around them. Uh-huh. And in an odd way, we're kind of like the parasite.
790-2040, Jack and I would love to hear from you. Perhaps you are on probiotics. Perhaps you're taking an antibiotic, and your doctor has said that, and the medical profession now really has jumped on board, Jack, and the medical doctors will say when they give you an antibiotic that I really suggest you take a probiotic with this.
Yeah, and what you run into when you're taking an oral antibiotic is it's not terribly specific. It just wipes out billions of the bacteria in your digestive tract. The result is, number one, diarrhea. Number two, susceptibility to other types of infections like MRSA and C. diff and Candida. And so if you take probiotics, either at the same time or a couple hours later, it'll reduce the side effects and it will improve your recovery from the side effects of antibiotics. And I tend to recommend that people, if they don't want to take probiotics every day for the rest of their life, take them for about a month after taking antibiotics.
And are all probiotics the same, or what should you look for when you're buying
one? It gets a little confusing because there are so many products out there. I typically say, look for a formula that contains a mix of two families. One is lactobacillus, which we also find in yogurt. The other is called bifidobacteria. And so, you know, I can think of a number of products that contain about four or five species from these groups.
So you could take yogurt. Would that be would that give you your probiotics, or do you need the additional?
You know, the yogurt provides some. I think you can get a much higher concentration with a supplement.
These studies, though, you've got in the Nutrition Report, or the latest frontiers in research on our gut bacteria, have really demonstrated some surprising benefits. Colorectal cancer.
Yeah, you know, probiotics, and when you eat fiber, the probiotics in your gut produce a substance called butyrate. And butyrate has anti-cancer benefits. So, you know, the ideal approach is eat a high-fiber diet, i.e. a lot of veggies, and take probiotic supplements. And there's another study just recently showing that there was a change in intestinal bacteria when people were starting to develop colon cancer. And the change in bacteria started to fuel the cancer. And what really comes out of this research is a glimmer that says, you know, maybe you can slow down or stop this progression if you basically inoculate yourself with the right kinds of intestinal bacteria.
Study also was done on allergies, rheumatoid arthritis, the metabolic disorders, behavior. What's that all about, the behavior?
You know, the most striking part of the behavior research seems to focus on children with autism.
Mm.
And, you know, kids with autism, they can be silent, they can be withdrawn. Conversely, they can be just wild and difficult to control. But one of the characteristics of a lot of kids with autism is they either have chronic diarrhea or chronic constipation. And the probiotics really help resolve both of those issues.
Really? So autistic kids tend to go either with the diarrhea or the constipation.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really a sign of, you know, some underlying gut disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you can add to the regimens of these kids really has some benefits in terms of overall behavior and ability to learn.
And also, probiotics are very helpful for what's known as irritable bowel syndrome, which, believe it or not, little known fact that that's one of the leading causes of people missing work in this country. Is irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. And of course, that tends to go either diarrhea or constipation. And I guess the probiotic kind of evens out the gut situation.
Yeah, it helps restore more of the normal bacteria. I mean, there's some fascinating research that suggests that people who are overweight have a different type of population of bacteria in their gut compared with thin people. So it's conceivable that taking probiotics could even help some people lose weight.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're with Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. Jack would be happy to entertain any and all of your questions. 790-2040, 790-2040. We'll be right back on the Monday edition of The Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal?
then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona, Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's now 10 minutes before 1 on this Monday afternoon, and this portion of the program is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. I strongly urge you to take a look at their great website, southwestnewmexico.org, with all the wonderful things to do and the hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, the fabulous art gallery scene in downtown Silver City, including really the finest collection of Mimbres pottery in the United States at Western New Mexico University. It's all there in Silver City, and it's only three and a half hours east of Tucson. Check out southwestnewmexico.org. Great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge. Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter. From probiotics, we're going to switch now over to talk about omega-3s. We talk about omega-3s before, Jack, and it's something that I take every day, and I know you do too. It's very, I find it's very helpful.
Yeah, you know, the omega-3s, we often call them fish oils, but there are some vegetarian sources that you can buy at any of the local health food stores. The latest study focused on brain sizes in older women. And what the study found, this was done at the University of South Dakota, was that women who had a high intake of the omega-3s had larger brains.
Hmm.
And, you know, the study included 1,100 women postmenopausal. And even more significant was a larger sized hippocampus, which is the part of the brain involved in memory. This really is consistent with a lot of other research showing that the omega-3s are good for brain health and memory, especially as people get older.
Wow. So the brain was actually bigger?
It was a little bit bigger. Again, this is an average based on 1,100 women. And the hippocampus was significantly bigger. It was about 3% bigger.
Wow.
And when you're measuring brain size, 3% is really a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take any increase in the size of the brain, right?
Yeah.
790-2040, 790-2040. We have Jack Chalom with us. If you have any nutrition questions, Jack would be happy to entertain those at 790-2040. Vitamin D supplements, they have some new research concerning vitamin D and the fibromyalgia.
Yeah, you know, fibromyalgia is a big issue for a lot of women. It tends to afflict middle-aged women. It's often overlapping with chronic fatigue syndrome. The big difference is fibro tends to involve pain as well as fatigue. And this was a study, a small study, 30 subjects, mostly women, who got one of two doses of vitamin D or placebos, 1,200 IU a day or 2,400 IU a day of vitamin D for 20 weeks. And the doctors tracked how these women were doing, and they followed up several months later. And the women who had taken vitamin D had a significant reduction in pain. Now, I've got, as you might imagine, a number of physician friends, and they've told me over the years that women or men with fibromyalgia almost always are deficient in vitamin D.
Oh, really?
And so it's something worth looking at, worth testing. And, you know, part of it is which came first. I suspect the low D came first. And then as the fibro set in, people just, you know, they weren't able to do a lot of physical activity. They weren't able to go outside as much, so they weren't making a lot of vitamin D on their own.
And when you go to the doctor and you're going to get a blood test, you almost have to ask for them to check the vitamin D.
Yeah.
And it's not part of the normal workup.
Exactly. And most doctors are happy to sign off on getting the vitamin D test. Insurance companies usually pay for it. If they don't, it's not a very expensive test at all. It's a blood test that they can do the same time they're drawing blood for any other series of tests.
Oh, I thought mine would come back fine. You know, I live in Arizona. What the heck? It came back. I was deficient in vitamin D. That was within the past year. I couldn't believe it.
This is consistent with other studies of people in southern Arizona. And part of the problem is we're sort of running between the house and the car and the office, and we're not spending much time out in the sun.
Vitamin D levels can also predict the progression of multiple sclerosis, according to a new study. I think this one came from Harvard University.
Yeah, and it's also consistent with a lot of previous research showing a link between, get this, latitude and risk of multiple sclerosis.
Latitude?
Yeah, so the farther you are from the equator, with mm-hmm. a couple of exceptions, mm-hmm. the higher your risk of developing MS. The farther you are from the equator, the less annual sunlight you're exposed to. So you're not making as much vitamin D as someone living on the equator.
Hmm.
And the exceptions are nations like Japan, where there is a lot of fish consumption and fish contain vitamin D. But this is another study that found a very strong link between the progression of MS and low vitamin D levels.
And vitamin D is so easy to take. I mean, it's this very little capsule.
And it's cheap.
It's very cheap. So something folks might want to look into. Vitamin E, bone fractures as we age become a huge problem, especially for older women.
This was a study that actually surprised me because vitamin E has not been linked to bone health. And they found that women who had low vitamin E had almost twice the risk of a bone fracture. Those with high vitamin E levels actually had a reduction in the risk of bone fractures, and especially hip fractures. Again, a major issue for elderly women.
Hmm. So, and how much vitamin D or vitamin E are we talking about there?
I think we could probably get by with 200 IU a day, and a lot of multivitamins will have that amount in them.
And I know that bone scans are routinely given for people who, as they age, may be thinking it's a good idea to check for what, osteoporosis?
Yeah, osteoporosis mm-hmm. and consequently, a risk of fracture. And, you know, if you're over 60, 65, and you're a woman, it's probably worthwhile having a scan just to kind of like see where you stand, what your baseline is. Doesn't mean you have to have one every year, but, you know, you might revisit it and have another one done 3-4 years later just to see what your risk of osteoporosis is progressing like?
All right. And it is important when we talk about supplements to go with a company that is reliable. I mean, we're not going to give out any names, but do check around, right?
Yeah. And I tend to prefer the brands at health food stores. I think they're quote unquote cleaner in the sense that they aren't likely to have allergenic ingredients. They're not going to have artificial colors or flavors added.
Jack, where can people find out more about the Nutrition Reporter?
NutritionReporter.com.
And you've got a bunch of different, you've got many of the past issues up there, too.
Yeah, I've got a year's worth of back issues. I've got excerpts from my recent books. Lots of free stuff for people to download.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Coming up tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, then Christy Simone's new program, The Daily Double, where it's Chris and a guest host every day from 8 to 9. Actually, I'll be with Chris on Thursday's show right here on AMKVOI, The Voice. Then Rosemary Brandt, producer, and Bill Buckmaster back with you tomorrow. Rose and I will welcome you back at 12:04 for The Buckmaster Show. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.